We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Munganass St. Louis Honda and Mitsubishi Sports Open Line on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
From Enterprise Center, we are getting set for the Blues and Detroit Red Wings. It's the 6:15 show. That's right. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock face-off, the second game of a four-game homestand for the Blues. 6 of the last 9 at home, 7-2, the win over Edmonton. Couple of nights ago, and, you know, I'm not going to lie, as I'm joined by Joey Vitale, Amy Markscores, and Alex Ferrario, we're reeling a little bit, buddy. Northeastern goes down. It was a close game. I think they lose by 30.
Really hard.
You get on Curbs' headset, you think you're a big shot. That's tough. We've got to turn the page.
I know.
Here's the thing, though. For as emotional as Joey is, it's pretty amazing that he's guys stirred up all these emotions and this passion in the last 8 hours or so, because this morning at morning skate, I'm like, dude, you pumped today? He's like, yeah, man, hockey. I'm like, no, you pumped like 3 o'clock today. Are you pumped?
He's like, yeah, school's out.
What do you mean? I'm like, Northeastern. They're in the tournament, man. They're playing Kansas. He goes, basketball?
Obviously. That's what I was talking about.
And then the follow-up from Joey was, wait, they have a basketball team?
Yeah.
Hey, they won the CAA.
March Madness starts today.
They won the tournament,
Is this
man.
March?
Yeah. No, I know, man. They won the CAA, which I am shocked by.
I mean,
because you didn't know they had a team.
Can you name another team in the CAA?
Give me the quick scouting report.
Well, I mean, listen.
You know, they've got a little size.
They got some size
up
front.
If they can make shots.
They have two guys on the perimeter who can pop some threes every now and then.
And if they make them, they can play with anyone.
Exactly.
Didn't happen today.
No. They were red and black. And unfortunately, Kansas just outshot them, outbattled them down low, beat them to the area.
Significantly.
You know,
like by a wide, comfortable margin.
They took one shot at a time, and we didn't.
They put more baskets in between the hoop than we did.
And that's really it. The Huskies down. But they had a good run, though. They've been a lot of fun to watch this year. And
never forget.
Hashtag never forget. Yeah, exactly.
We ordered our Colonial Athletic Association Conference Tournament Champion merchandise, so we'll have shirts for you guys.
Awesome. It's going to just say Northeastern, yes, we have a basketball team.
It's going to say Huskies down.
Huskies, yes, we have a team.
Unfortunately. Do you guys like this day of March Madness, the beginning of the tournament?
This is the best part of the sports year, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think
the NHL could do something like this? Like with playoffs, the first day of playoffs, could they do every team play?
Greg Wyshynski talked about that with us, and he said that what they should do is the first round of the playoffs, they should start in the afternoon and go till night and have everyone play a game.
I like that.
Like, that's what you would park yourself to watch every single game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, start.
Everyone plays hooky.
Yeah.
And what if they did alternate days? What if it started you could start it during the week or on the weekend. I guess they'd probably want to start it in the week for ratings, but you could start Wednesday, Thursday, so then you'd go Friday, Saturday, and you could have four games at noon, 3, 6, 9, and then you could have noon, 3, 6, 9 the next day too. That'd be awesome.
That's what they should do.
I like it.
I used to skip school at this time of the year.
Mm-hmm. I got buddies calling from work and stuff.
This is when I used to go home from school and sit Thursday and Friday out, just enjoy the games.
That'd be great to make an event like that. Yeah. You know, every year the people commit themselves to the first day of NHL playoffs.
And college basketball does it as well, because they start the first week of the season right around Thanksgiving. They have 24 hours of college basketball. So starting at noon, going to noon the next day, they've got 24 hours straight of games. They've got, you know, Hawaii will host a game at 4 o'clock in the morning or something, but that's a cool idea.
I like the idea for the NHL, because you'd have this big start like that with games all day, 2 days in a row. 2 months later, everyone's going to be like, oh man, we shouldn't have gone out so hard.
Yeah. Seriously.
We went out a little fast.
I think it's...
We did this a little too much.
This is the best time, though, with the tournament. You've got you know, NHL, NBA, getting to the playoffs, baseball starting, the Masters. And I was telling Alex and Amy, I think the nicest thing, too, and I'm sure as a player this is awesome as well, you're driving to the rink now, or we're coming to the rink, whether it's 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, and it's not dark anymore, which is awesome.
That's
the sun
huge.
Is out, and it's just, it feels good.
So
weather's
you would rather,
nicer.
You would take this month over October, where hockey's starting, baseball postseason, and you still have the NFL going.
Yeah, I'd take this over it.
You would.
Just because the warmer weather has a lot to do with it as well.
And also okay. It's spring. October. Like in October, you're flipping the clocks forward.
You know
October's
winter's coming, too.
October's my favorite month.
October's the argument. I think a lot
October.
Of people like October.
Yeah, the fall weather, it's crisp. It's clean. You've just survived that hot, humid, sticky summer.
Yeah.
And then you get that fresh, crisp, clean air,
not
bonfires,
always in St. Louis, though.
Football.
No. But like Chris said, it'll be 90 in October in St. Louis.
But like Chris said, then it starts to get dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it feels – I hate that.
I'm anti-daylight savings.
Yeah, I am, too.
Oh, daylight, spring forward was, is it, I think it's undercover my favorite day of the year.
I mean, I want to keep this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it makes you appreciate spring a little bit more, but.
Well, we could do it like Arizona. Arizona doesn't touch your clock.
Listen
Why
to
do
him.
Touch
just,
your clock?
Just all Arizona
they're,
all the
they're
time.
They're talking about
we
it.
We get it.
Really?
Coyotes.
They're talking about it on a federal level.
Why won't they Whoa. Just leave it alone? I mean, I understand why they do it, but.
You do? Why?
Well, you know, you
something
want
about
forward.
Forward.
No, it has to do with
that.
That's not it.
I understand why they do it. And when asked, you said, well, because you want to spring forward.
I get it.
Joey.
All right, we'll fall back.
But what's
forward.
The actual reason?
What's up with farmers?
Agrarian society.
Agrarian
farmers?
Society.
Farmers?
Yeah.
But why?
For the planting and the work and all of that. But now we're not as much an agrarian society, so we could do away with it.
Thanks.
I would like that.
Thanks for that, Einstein.
You're welcome.
What president? Was it Theodore Roosevelt who implemented that?
Spin me a yarn about daylight savings.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Did he?
Yep.
Just like
when he was inventing Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah.
Or did he chop peanut. Down the apple tree?
And when he was inventing
cherry
the
tree.
Oh, the cherry tree. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I forgot you didn't even get the tree right.
You know what? Never mind. We're not going there.
This, I will take March through like April. I guess also because it kicks off the playoffs. It kicks off baseball season. Mm-hmm. I think I like that more.
Yeah.
I think I'll take this time of year. And despite the crippling Northeastern loss earlier today, I'll take that.
Can we agree that January is probably the most depressing sports month of the year?
I was going to say, let's rank.
January would be the most
let's
depressing.
Let's rank the months.
You're talking about sports or just
February.
Life? Because February is kind of the worst month
February,
of the
you
year.
February, you got Super Bowl, though.
That's true.
Yeah, but then there's no football and just kind of like nothing for a while. January, you get kind of the New Year's
still have
hangover.
Hockey,
do you know why February is 28 days?
Is this a joke?
No.
Because well, they spring forward.
So Julius
because
Caesar.
Because they're humping the days and it's hump month.
Hump
easily.
Month. Can days do that?
Is that a thing?
It's a hump month.
Do days do that?
And that's how days are born.
There's 28 days.
When a January loves a February, they
wow.
get together.
Joey.
When January loves a March,
seven,
they get together.
Eight, nine.
Joe.
Obviously.
Joe.
But wait, why?
Seriously, go ahead, Amy.
Well, no. So July is named after Julius Caesar, and he had 31 days. And August had 30 days, which is named after Caesar Augustus, and he stole a day from February so that August could have 31 days.
Really?
That's true.
I don't think that's
I'm skeptical.
It's true.
I heard that Julius Caesar also is responsible for the C-section.
And the Caesar salad.
And the
Caesar
salad.
Yeah.
So there.
Let's go back to the C-section thing,
so,
though. Where
so
where did that come from?
I'm just thinking, you know, the Italians pretty much start everything great.
Did you just take a letter that sounds like the beginning of C-section and figure why not?
I read it somewhere. I read it on the internet. It must be true.
I wish I remembered anything from a two-day walking tour of Rome that I took. Because they tell you some
he read it off of
badass stories
he read it off
about
of,
those guys back
yeah,
in the day.
Yeah, they do.
Joey read it off of Mad Magazine.
Have you been to Rome? You have been to Rome.
I'm going this summer.
You're going this summer?
With the whole bunch, yeah.
With the whole bunch?
We're going to
have
Rome.
Have you been before?
I have never been.
Okay, the most incredible thing, no biggie, is that everything's like, it's like a small, like everything's right there.
Yeah.
Like all these awesome, old, crazy buildings that you've seen in movies and in books and stuff, like they're all like the modern equivalent of like a couple blocks from each other.
Proximity like is really the biggest and most impressive thing about Rome is proximity.
Well, it's unbelievable. You would never think that all these insane ruins and the Colosseum and the Parthenon and like everything is right there. You would think it was big and stuff was spread out, but it's like if you dropped all that stuff in like the footprint of almost like downtown St. Louis.
Yeah.
You can almost make the argument that like all roads lead to Rome.
I don't think you could make that argument.
You don't think you make that argument?
I don't think you could make that argument. I mean, Rome, I mean, it was basically like I was built in a day. Maybe not.
Basically.
Also, you'll like this.
Don't do this
when you're there. But when I was over there, they've got obviously Trevi Fountain, famous fountain, where everyone throws the coin over their shoulder and you make a wish. But people throw, for the most part, dollar euro coins because that's the coins that tourists usually have in their pocket over there. So while we were visiting, there was a big scandal. And you can Google this. There was a guy who was diving into the fountain. He did it very rarely at night with this giant magnet. And he'd like swim around real quick and scoop everything up and then hop on a moped and drive away.
How much do you think you could make off of that? Because I wanted to do that in the mall.
He made a few, I want to say he made a few million euro. And they caught him, but there was no signage posted outside the fountain that you couldn't enter the fountain. So he didn't get charged with anything, and I'm pretty sure that he donated some of it to charity and then was just like, all right, peace.
That's amazing.
How incredible is that?
So much respect for that guy and his magnet.
He's a hero.
If you could knock off every mall in a city.
Well, now I think they empty it very frequently, and like the money gets like donated to various charities and stuff. But for a while, that dude cleaned up.
I don't feel so bad about taking hotel hangers now.
Wait, you take hotel hangers?
Like the nice wooden hotel hangers?
Well, yeah. What's the worst thing you've taken from a hotel?
Oh, you missed this.
You weren't here for this?
I don't think so.
We had a debate. What is appropriate to take and what is not from a hotel room? There's the pen.
Or what will you get billed for?
What will you get billed for?
Right.
Or what will the Blues get billed for?
Like, you can't take a robe.
That's why the Blues couldn't make any trades at the deadline, because Joey.
Talk about being up against a cap number.
Yeah.
Got to get to the playoffs.
His hotel bill.
Because Vitaly's got a pile of robes at his house.
No, I would never touch a robe.
But, like, toiletries obviously okay.
Yeah, I'm leaving the toilet paper.
Joey's rolling up the comforter.
Like, toiletry. What? His duffel bag's just full of rolls of toilet paper.
You can take the robe, but they charge you.
Yeah,
they charge you for the robe.
That's like in Friends where he takes the light bulbs.
Yeah,
but you start screwing light bulbs.
You can take like personal toiletry items. A lot of those they'll give you for free at the front desk if you forget something.
Right.
But you said like a comb, shoehorn.
I'll take a shoehorn, a pen.
What about a Bible?
A notepad. I'm not gonna touch a Bible. But
I had a buddy who took one of those.
You're supposed to bring me a.
He took the Bible. Yeah.
Really?
I felt like that was really
me out.
Yeah. I needed to change rooms after that.
Did
I felt
Gideons
uncomfortable.
Know about this?
Are you going to take a shot at someone else's
Gideons
religion?
Gideons actually started Spring Forward.
Yes. He did.
I learned that too.
They were an agrarian society.
Actually started Spring Forward. And that's why we have 28 days in February.
No, we've already established that.
What's that?
Sometimes there are slippers that
I'm not touching
feel free to. No. They're like they're in like a plastic bag. They're like new.
But what about when you go to the workout room at the fitness center? They have like apples and stuff. Do you take more than your like? What's appropriate?
I don't think I've ever been in a hotel that's had apples in a gymnasium.
Okay, no,
I'll take two, but I feel like I earned it because I was there a long time, right?
Oh, okay.
And then I can take two. Two bottles of water, two apples.
You can always tell, especially like in spring training with the Cardinals when we've done some road games and stuff. Some of the guys that are called up for the minor leagues to play a couple of games and they're getting big league meal money, but if the hotel has like some appetizers and stuff out, like for happy hour or whatever, or breakfast, they're loading up their plates and taking it upstairs and pocketing the meal money because they're not going out to a restaurant that night.
That's it.
That's ingenuity.
That's smart.
All right, 6:15 show. We will spring forward to pregame momentarily. Chris Kerber will join us. Alex and Amy will be back in a few. We're getting ready for the Blues and the Detroit Red Wings coming your way at 7 o'clock tonight. Blues looking to make it a couple in a row here at home and continue to maybe make up some ground in the division. We'll keep an eye on the scoreboard all night. Chris Raby with you. This has been a pregame edition of the St. Louis Munganast Honda and Mitsubishi Sports Open Line. Don't go anywhere. Hockey is coming up next from Enterprise Centers. We get ready for pregame skate on your home for the Cardinals and Blues, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.